The song is a powerful reminder today about the grace of God, about the love of God that surrounds us, that we can always experience God's love in a very powerful and special way. A very good morning to each and every one of you who are joining us today. You know, may God continue to bless you. For those who are new to our church, we welcome you and we pray that the love of God will continue to surround you and be your strength and your guide. Now, many a times when we consider how to live our lives, we often ask this question: what would Jesus do? When we are about to make a decision about certain things in our life, we tend to ask, you know, what would Jesus do in a situation of this kind? But perhaps today, I thought we should ask this question: what did Jesus do? What did Jesus do when he was in this world? The reason for him to come into this world and why he came, that you and I can experience his love. I want to look at this text that was just read to us, Luke chapter 19, the first 10 verses on the topic, the seeking, saving Savior. The seeking, saving Savior. Let's ask God to bless us and also to guide us as we read, as we hear God's word, and as we allow the Spirit of God to speak to us. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, that your word is so alive, O God. It brings joy to our life. It brings peace, O God. And through your word and through you, Lord, we can experience eternal life. And so, Lord, we pray that our eyes will be open to your word, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, every time I read the Gospels recounting Jesus' ministry, I'm amazed at how things are actually happening. At every turn of Jesus' life and every route that he took or every path that he traveled, you know, Jesus encountered someone, maybe a crowd or certain individuals he encountered. And every time he encountered, his life and his teaching was really transforming. It was a life-changing experience to many. The passage that we read today is a passage that speaks about Jesus' final trip to Jerusalem, probably a week before crucifixion. In Luke chapter 19, it says, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. Jesus was in Jericho. You realize, you know, Jericho was a very famous city in those days. It was a wealthy city. It was a city that was known as the City of Palms. Josephus calls it a divine region. A very prosperous city. People came to trade and it was progressing tremendously. But not everything was beautiful in this particular city. Earlier on in the ministry of Jesus, you know, Jesus encountered a blind man who was oppressed. And Jesus not only healed him physically, but also spiritually as well. Now, when we read the passage, Jesus is entering Jericho and he was passing through this beautiful city. And he encounters another man, an oppressor who was rich, but at the end of the day, you know, he was saved. Many times we say, you know, how can a rich man, you know, experience the kingdom of God? But the word of God reminds us that nothing is impossible with God. Let's look at the passage, the first couple of verses. You know, it talks about Jesus coming to Jericho, and a man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector, and because of his practice of cheating the people, you know, and scheming of personal profits, Zacchaeus became wealthy, and at the same note, he was despised because of what he was doing. You know, and when Jesus was passing by that particular city on this particular day, I believe Zacchaeus would have heard, you know, that someone is coming. Or maybe he heard about Jesus, that Jesus healed the blind man. And he wanted to see Jesus. The word of God reminds us in verse 3 that he desired to see Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus. It says he was seeking to see who Jesus was. But on the account of the crowd, it says he could not because he was small of stature. In verse 4, it says, so he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. You know, the passage tells us the more Zacchaeus tried to see who Jesus was, he was frustrated because he was unable to see. Because of his stature, he was not able to see Jesus. He was a rich man. He was an important man. But the drive to see Jesus was strong that Zacchaeus was able to put his self-importance aside, his pride aside, and climb up the tree so that he could possibly have a look at this rabbi or the Messiah. Never forget, you know, Zacchaeus was a rich man, powerful. He had servants, but he wanted to see Jesus. You know, though the story of Zacchaeus climbing a tree is fun, right, to many young people, but there is so much to learn about Zacchaeus and his encounter with the transforming love of the Lord Jesus Christ. On the same note, when you look at the text, you know, Jesus is actually responding to the disciples' questions in chapter 18, verse 26. The disciples were asking, who then can be saved? Because the rich young man wanted his treasures. And so they came to Jesus, and Jesus, through the encounter of Zacchaeus, is explaining to them who then can be saved. When you look at the passage, you know, we tend to see God's love, the love of God, as we just mentioned, you know, when Jesus, wherever he passed, whenever he encountered people, people had life-changing experience in their life because of love. Let's look at the passage. It says, you know, Jesus is in the midst of the crowd. Can you imagine? Jesus is walking and people are just crowding around him. Maybe some of them was just calling on the name of Jesus. There was a lot of excitement. There was a lot of energy because Jesus was coming. But in verse 5, it says, when Jesus reached the spot where Zacchaeus was on top of the sycamore fig tree, it says he looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. He stopped and calls on this chief tax collector by name. And he says, Zacchaeus, come down because I want to come. Can you imagine how the people would have responded when Jesus said, Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house? I believe the crowd was shocked. They were surprised. And I believe many were frustrated. Because in verse 7, it reads that they all grumbled. He has gone to be the guest of a man who's a sinner. They were all shocked. Would Jesus actually have anything to do with such a person? The Jewish people despised, avoided tax collectors. The tax collectors were not even allowed to go to worship at the temple. They were considered a religious outcast. Nobody liked tax collectors. The worst thing, Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector and he was a rich man. Sometimes even we tend to tell ourselves, right, there are some people just plain unacceptable. Probably Zacchaeus was like that. But you look at the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. He comes to Zacchaeus. That's the love of Jesus. There were so many people around, but Jesus knew the heart of Zacchaeus. He came, he stood, and he called him. You know, when you look at the Greek text very carefully, when Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come down, you know, the call was intentional. In other words, Jesus was very serious about his call. You know, I want to come down to your place. And there is an urgency in Jesus' word. And I want to come down right now into your house and to have fellowship with you, Zacchaeus. That's the love of God, my friend. God's message is, you know, surprisingly simple. God loves us. In 1 John 4:16, John reminds us the important attribute of God, that God is love. When you look at scripture, when you look at life, love doesn't start with us. You and I are not the source of love. We are not the source. But love begins with God, and because He is love. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, we are reminded we love because He first loved us. What a powerful God that we worship today. A God who loves us so much, my friend. When Matthew writes his gospel in chapter 5, verse 45, he says that he talks about God's love, and he says He causes His sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. You know, today we have a very basic understanding of what love is, and we are unable to comprehend the depths of true love. And that was a prayer of Paul. He prayed for the believers in Ephesus that they would understand the love of God. And Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 3, 18 and 19, he says that you will be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, and the depth, and the height, to know the love of God which passes knowledge, that you will be filled with the fullness of God. God wants us to be reminded that He loves us. Some of us have different views about God.